We were with Gary Forrest, Shildon manager, after Shildon's last home game of the season against Marsk United. Eventually a 2-1 victory for Shildon. It took a little while for the lads to wake up tonight, Gary.
Yeah, the first half I thought we were a bit like RC on Saturday, to be honest with you. I thought we were just half a yard around the pitch, you know, just half a yard off. And to be fair to Marsk, they were getting plenty of bodies behind the ball, making it difficult to break them down. The pitch isn't the best for playing little triangles, little tight, sharp passes on. So at half time, we basically said, listen, you know, we're playing too much football in front of them, and we need to have more runners in behind. Mm-hmm. We need to stretch the game more. And I thought we did that very well in the second half. I know they've gone and scored after about 5-10 minutes of the second half, a soft penalty to concede, to be honest with you. But I thought we had a lot of movement and a lot of runners, and that's what caused them the problem in the second half, which we didn't have in the first. They were just too comfortable, and we were just popping the ball about in front of them. And then you're looking for somebody to pick a nice little pass, but on that pitch, it's difficult to do.
Yeah, and you made a few changes tonight as well. Would that have been with Friday in mind? No,
certainly not. Mainly suspensions and injuries, to be honest with you, and players not available. Billy Grealish wasn't available tonight, Craig Ruddy wasn't available tonight, Ben Woods was still suspended, Sam Garvey's carrying a little bit of a knock, which we need to be wary of. Mark Hudson's obviously he's been ill recently, and he's had two games, and you know, we decided not to risk Mark, and that'd give him a bit longer to recover. Hopefully get him back, you know, full of energy on Friday.
Yeah, I was talking to Mark earlier on, and he's had a bit of a chest infection, he says, so he's still kind of low in energy. Do you think he's going to be okay for Friday?
Well, we don't know, to be honest with you, but I think that if we played him today, there was a chance we'd drain him of a bit of energy that we didn't need to do, so we decided just to leave him out altogether.
And you had Stephen Turnbull playing in his place tonight, and he's a pretty capable replacement if needed.
Stephen, the last two games has been brilliant. I thought at Ashington he was man of the match. He made the game tick over, and again tonight I thought his decision making was superb for 90 minutes. And it was between him and Jamie Howard for me who were the best two players on the pitch. But I thought Stephen Turnbull was excellent again tonight. And it gives us something to think about, doesn't it? And that's all players can do. When you've got a squad as good as what we've got, like the likes of Spennymore and that, the players are just going to give the manager something to think about.
Paul Connors misses is probably going to be a bit upset if he plays on Friday, but you've got a few defenders out there at the moment scoring lots of goals. Are you going to be sticking them up front?
Paul's decided that he can't make Friday because he's getting married on Thursday. I've never heard of such a lame excuse in all my life. So without Paul, to be fair, but you know, we've got some good strikers and some good attacking players, and as I've said all along, it's going to be a tight game. I think the surface is going to make for a really good game, and it's something I think anybody who's going down there is going to see a terrific game of football, and that's all you can ask for, isn't it?
Yeah, I guess so, because I mean, like you say, you know, you're playing out on Dean Street at the moment, and you can see that some of the moves that the guys make break down a little bit in front of goal, but that's maybe as much to do with the surface as anything else, isn't it?
It's called Dean Street bubble. You know, it really is. It can be really, and when it starts to dry out like it is at the present moment, it's very difficult. You know, and that's why we a lot more this season. We've gone a little bit more direct this season than we have in other seasons, where we've probably overplayed and getting done on the counter once or twice. This season we've been a little bit bigger, a little bit stronger, and a little bit more direct than in previous years. A lot of it's down to realising that we can't play as much football as we would like to on the surface. Yeah. You know, put us on Durham City's pitch every week, or Billingsland Thornies every single week, and you'd see a different style of football.
Yeah, I guess so, because actually if you look at the league table at the moment, it shows that Shildon have actually got the best away record in the league. So, you know, if you had the same record at home, then we could probably be standing here just now talking about winning the league.
Yeah, I think we've lost three away, which was Spennymoor when we were early on the season, we were struggling for numbers that day. Celtic Nation with 10 men for the whole of the second half and injury time. And the Crux, which isn't renowned for its playing surface, is it?
Yeah. So that's, as we were saying, the last home game of the season. How do you sum up the campaign this year then?
We're delighted. I think that, as I've said in my programme tonight, we had 40 points to make up on Spennymoor from last season. And I understand, I think they've gone and won again tonight, so it looks like they've wrapped the title up, to be honest with you. But if we finish on 95 points and don't win the league title, you know, you've got to say the lads have put in a great shift this year. And obviously, us Celtic Nation and Spennymoor have, you know, all gone into over 90 points. And if you don't, you know, it's very rare you're going to see a team get 95. Well, we haven't got 95 yet, but if we get 95 points, it's very rare you're going to see a team do that, yeah, and not win the league title.
Yeah.
Spennymoor suffered it last year because of Darlington's performance, but it's never been the case previously. Yeah. So, you know, we're proud of the lads. We've closed the gap from 40 points down to, it might be down as low as 8, it might be low as 2. Mm. You know, but we've clawed back a neck end of 30 odd points from last season. Yeah. Which is something lads can take a lot of credit of. Yeah. Most of them are signed up for next year now, so you know they're on the contract for next year. And a season behind, because continuity is important. That's another thing that Spennymoor have had. They've had continuity in the squad for a lot of years now, and other teams haven't. You know, we've got continuity now, so next season we need an extra 4 or 5 points. That's all we're talking about, and that might be the big difference.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, you're saying, you said just there, and you said in your programme notes that, you know, the players are signed up for next season. I guess you'll be looking just to, you know, maybe not quite as many players coming in as came in at the beginning of last season, but maybe just a couple to come in to strengthen.
Actually, we're looking to add 2, possibly 3 players tops to what we've already got signed up. You know, we've already identified the targets that we like, certainly 2 of them. And I think that you always like to leave a space open for if anything comes along unexpected.
Yeah.
But apart from that, we've got our 2 main targets focused on for next season. And if we can bring them in, on top of the lads that are stopping, I think it strengthens us again.
Yeah.
And like I say, another 5 points on top of what we've done this season, next season might see us win the league title.
Yeah. And just to finish up, obviously, you know, everybody's looking forward to Friday now as well. I've asked you a couple of times already. What's your feelings about the cup final coming up?
The lads are looking forward to it. We're looking forward to it. Both teams are in great form at the present moment in time. Spennymoor aren't conceding many goals. We're not conceding many goals. Both teams have got some terrific footballers in it. It's on a fantastic surface. And I think it's £5 entry fee, and I think it'll be worth every penny.
Yeah, great. Okay. Thank you very much, Gary. Cheers.